There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Since World War II, discoveries have been made of items hidden which once belonged to Jewish owners. And recently, at least 400 items have been discovered during home renovation work taking place in Łódź in central Poland. 23 Punocza Street, where the objects were found, was just outside the perimeter of the Litvinovstadt ghetto that the occupying Nazi Germans established in Łódź in February 1940, and which until August 1944 held about 200,000 Jews from across Europe. Archaeologists said that all discoveries will be handed over to the city's archaeological museum, and following their restoration will be handed over to the Museum of Archaeology and Ethnography in Łódź, where researchers will then try to identify the item's owner. A new U.S. group is looking at increasing public support for West Bank settlements. Brooklyn businessman Rafi Razerovitz intends launching a national non-governmental group called American Friends of Judea and Samaria, with support from the United States and Canada for this region. Razerovitz says that the aim is to educate the public, Jewish and non-Jewish, about what actually happens in the area so as to prevent political bias, establish support for its communities, and promote its historical background. Lozerovitz pointed out that in future he intends the organization to become the immediate source of genuine information regarding Judea and Samaria, adding that the group owes it to the inhabitants who, as he puts it, quote, maintains the land of our forefathers, our biblical homeland, not just for them, but for us, for all the Jewish people around the world. And we owe it to them, and we owe it to ourselves, to support them and to be in a voice for them, unquote. Doron Almog, the chairman of the Jewish Agency, which is the quasi-governmental body that connects diaspora Jews to Israel, gave a recent interview outlining the organization's objectives of uniting people, immigration and social issues in Israel. Regarding Israel diaspora ties, Almog stressed the necessity for unity, outreach and dialogue, particularly in light of Israel's newly elected government, which has raised concern amongst the global Jewish community. He said that the agency would increase the activity of its emissaries by broadening their responsibilities, and in doing so would bring the story of Israel to diaspora Jews from a close and humane perspective. Almog said there was also a need for his organization to invest more in matters concerning the European Jewish community, where 1.5 million Jews in Europe are considering emigrating, which presents the agency with an opportunity to strengthen Jewish identity and Jewish pride. The International Jewish Sports Hall of Fame has added 11 new inductees to its list, and this includes athletes and sports figures worldwide from the United States to Hungary. Receiving the honors this year are ESPN broadcaster Chris Berman, Rudy Ball for ice hockey, David Blatt basketball, Dina Castor track and field, Ilona Elek-Shashera for fencing, John Frank American football, Merrill Moses for water polo, Moran Samuel for rowing, Mordechai Spekler for soccer, Dwight Stones for track and field, and Ariel Zeevi for judo. Jed Margolis, the president of the Hall of Fame, said that the 11 inductees were selected from a list of 150 nominees submitted through an open process throughout the past year. Margolis also admired how the Jewish population, which represents 0.02% of the world's population, has achieved a remarkable achievement of 0.03% of Olympic medals. And on Sunday, Israeli archaeologists announced the discovery of the earliest evidence of silver, which was used as currency in the Levant, an area including present-day Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, and most of Turkey. Archaeologists believe that the silver items originated in ancient Anatolia. According to researchers from the University of Haifa and the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, the silver collections are estimated to date back to more than 3,600 years to the Middle Bronze Age. They also noted that the discovery demonstrates how cities across the Middle East engaged in more extensive trade than had previously been thought by paying for large purchases such as land with silver. One shekel is believed to have been equal to approximately 16 grams of silver. For Sky FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Sky FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on skyfm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.